Welcome back to the DVM Academy Strategy Call Part 1, folks. Today, we're dissecting a massive shift in global markets we observed this week, and a further vindication as to why we accumulate sound money every month. Macro watchers have been waiting for a structural signal. Last week, it finally flashed red.
It flashed red for the bond market, Sarah, but green for scarce, unencumberable assets. We saw a rare convergence, U.S. Treasury yields blowing out to critical, unsustainable levels, forced intervention by central banks, and simultaneously, Bitcoin ripping from $65,000 to nearly $79,000, alongside gold breaking higher.
Exactly. And this isn't just everyday market volatility. It's the convergence of long-term geopolitical realignment and immediate macro stress. The world is witnessing the systematic sacrifice of the U.S. dollar's hegemony in real time.
Let's look at the mechanics. Why are bond yields blowing out? When foreign central banks and global sovereign wealth funds reduce their purchases of U.S. debt or actively dump treasuries, bond prices fall and yields spike.
In the past, whenever the 10-year Treasury yield crossed 4.5% or the 30-year yield pushed past 5%, monetary authorities intervened to calm investors. But now, yields are structurally breaking above those thresholds. The bond vigilantes are back. They're demanding significantly higher compensation to hold long-duration government paper.
Hence, the U.S. Treasury faces an impossible trilemma. Does it allow yields to spike? This destroys mortgage markets, inflates debt service costs, and triggers widespread banking distress. Does it release cap yields via more Federal Reserve money printing? This hyperinflates the currency and accelerates dollar debasement. Or does it sacrifice hegemony, accepting a transition where foreign capital flees sovereign debt into domestic equities, AI infrastructure, or neutral hard assets?
The Treasury and Fed are essentially running the economy hot to roll over the debt, socialize the losses onto cash holders, and privatize gains into corporate megacaps. The byproduct, a massive K-shaped economy with more severe wealth inequality and the erosion of fiat purchasing power for the masses, the Cantillon effect in full action.
So this brings us directly to the reaction in sound money. Gold acts as a monetary barometer and an immediate escape valve for central banks diversifying away from dollar reserves.
And Bitcoin acts as the digital liquid release valve for global private capital. When people realize that government debt is being rolled over through endless currency dilution, they seek assets with fixed supply and zero counterparty risk. Bitcoin's rapid price expansion isn't speculative noise. It's a flight to hardness many more people are beginning to understand.
In tandem with the macro adjustments, we have the geopolitical game plan. As the dollar's unipolar status transitions into a multipolar financial world, brokered largely by trade hubs like China and regional PACs, domestic authorities face growing civil and economic unrest.
This leads to planners attempting to manage a K-shaped economy, where the middle class gets priced out of real estate and basic assets. How is this management being done?
In three main ways, actually. The main play is the emergence of surveillance and programmable money. They're rolling out CBDCs, or heavily regulated centralized stablecoins, to monitor spending. Next is the universal basic income play, offering state subsidies to appease a dissatisfied population while conditioning aid on digital compliance. Last is custodial capture, encouraging the public to hold assets solely through Wall Street custodial vehicles like paper ETFs, rather than self-custody.
The outcome of that path is clear. You'll own nothing, rent everything, and remain subordinate to central bank monetary policy. So how do you escape this debt trap? It starts with recognizing that the real battle isn't political. It's between centralization and decentralization. You vote with your money. Step one is shifting from subordinate fiat debt assets to true sovereign sound money. Owning physical gold is a wealth preservation tool without digital or systemic counterparty risk. Then we have self-custodied Bitcoin, a fully unencumberable, programmatically scarce, mathematically predictable sound money where you control the private keys if you wish.
But holding sound money in cold storage is only half the strategy. To stay ahead of systemic debasement and secure long-term purchasing power, you have to transition from a passive saver to an active owner.
Correct, and that is where frameworks like DBM Academy come in. DBM Academy focuses on teaching investors how to put sound money to work safely, allocating portions of sovereign wealth into reliable yield mechanisms and cash flowing structures.
Why is reliable yield on hard assets so crucial?
Three main reasons. First, beat real inflation. Sitting purely in zero-yield cash, such as a bank account, guarantees real-term purchasing power loss. Generating yield on hard assets compounds your sovereign stack faster than currency debasement.
Then we have accessing redistributed ownership. The legacy system concentrates asset ownership into megacorporations and central hubs. By earning yield through decentralized finance protocols, private equity, or productive hard asset models, you participate in decentralized value distribution rather than value extraction.
And last, the all-important purchasing power protection. Earning yield in terms of hard units, sats, or gold, rather than depreciating fiat currency, ensures your future cash flows retain real-world purchasing power for generations.
Okay, to wrap it up, the bond market is screaming. U.S. debt rollovers are forcing currency debasement, and the dollar hegemony is shifting towards a multipolar setup, highlighting once again the need for sound money ownership in private and increasingly institutional-level savings accounts, otherwise known as Big Bitcoin, a true first for us early Bitcoin holders, and a great way for accelerated price discovery to come to us via much larger liquidity pools.
You can't control central bank policies, but you can follow the money and apply calculated strategies to your personal balance sheet. Extend your time horizon, pay down bad debt, and exit fiat traps. Accumulate sound money, gold and Bitcoin, in self-custody over time.
Absolutely. And accelerate your ability to accumulate by learning how to generate sustainable, cash-flowing yields through education portals like DBM Academy to lock in redistributed ownership and long-term sovereignty. That's it for this week's episode, folks. Take control of your assets, stay sovereign, and we'll see you in part two of the DBM strategy call live, 11 a.m. UTC every Monday, to run through the very latest platform updates as we continue to manage our ownerships towards consistent yields and ongoing equity growth. See you next time.